Chapter 5. Troubled Love. Orlando's love for Rosalind was not the only love in the Forest of Arden. Touchstone had met a sweet young goatherd named Audrey, and the shepherd Silvius was still madly in love with Phoebe. These two relationships were not without troubles of their own. Touchstone and Audrey had planned to marry under a tree. They had found a priest, but the priest they had chosen to perform the ceremony insisted that someone give away Audrey. Since Audrey had no father in the forest to give her away, they had no idea what to do. Fortunately, Jacques, one of the old Duke's friends, offered to step in and give Audrey away. However, this offer led to a delay in their marriage. Jacques did not think it was a good idea for the couple to marry under a tree. "Will you be married under a bush like a beggar?" asked Jacques. "He has a point," said Touchstone, who had been in such a hurry to marry that he hadn't considered the appropriateness of the location. "This priest will not join us well. If we marry now, and like this, our marriage will not be good. We should wait." Audrey agreed with this, and so the couple decided to get married another day. On this same day, Silvius told the shepherd Corin that at last he was going to talk to Phoebe and tell her how he felt. Corin knew that it would not have a happy ending. However, he thought that Rosalind and Celia would be interested in watching, so he invited them to come with him. Rosalind felt sorry for Silvius and wanted to help him. She decided that she would do whatever was necessary. Phoebe reacted very unkindly to Silvius. She said mean and unkind things. Silvius complained that her words wounded him. Phoebe merely laughed at him. She asked where his wounds were if he was so badly hurt, but of course a broken heart is not visible. Rosalind was angered by the cruel words of the shepherdess. Dressed as Ganymede, she stepped out and told Phoebe that she was making a mistake. "You are no great beauty, so why are you so proud?" said Rosalind to Phoebe. "Love that man, accept his offer, no one else will want you." When Rosalind had finished insulting Phoebe, the shepherdess looked at her strangely. Rosalind knew she had been successful. Her plan had been to make Phoebe fall in love with Ganymede. A cruel-hearted woman like Phoebe was attracted to cruel behavior and insults. The language Rosalind had used had captured her heart. Rosalind pushed a little harder, saying, "Do not fall in love with me. Besides, I do not like you. You are an ugly woman." And with that, Rosalind left, happy in the knowledge that she had set a little plan in motion. After Rosalind had left, Phoebe and Silvius continued to fight. Finally, Phoebe said she could love Silvius, although only as a friend. Then she started to ask Silvius about Ganymede. She claimed to have no interest in him and complained about his rude manners, but her words betrayed her true feelings. Poor Silvius, blinded by his love for Phoebe, could not see what was happening. All he knew was that he would do anything in the world to make Phoebe happy. The next afternoon, Rosalind was waiting for Orlando to arrive. Orlando had gone home to do something and had promised to return at 2 o'clock. He was late, and Rosalind was getting annoyed. At last someone arrived, but it was not Orlando. It was Silvius with a letter from Phoebe. The letter was written in Phoebe's typical rude and angry manner. It only confirmed to Rosalind how unpleasant Phoebe was. In the letter, Phoebe expressed her love for Ganymede. Worst of all, in the letter, she asked Ganymede to tell Silvius his response. Rosalind felt sorry for Silvius. How awful to be in love with such an unkind woman. Rosalind thought about a suitable response and came up with a good idea. "Silvius, could you give Phoebe my reply?" she asked. "Certainly," said Silvius. "This is what I want you to tell her. Say that if she really loves me, she must accept your love. If she refuses to love you, then I can never accept her love, said Rosalind. It was a strange message, but Sylvius took it back to Phoebe. Rosalind felt pleased with herself. She had found a way to bring Sylvius and Phoebe together. However, Orlando had still not arrived for their meeting.